Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Welcome to the Alternalivo podcast. I'm your host, Canyon Cody, taking you on a deep dive into the world of Latin alternative with in-depth conversations with legends like Juanes and Julieta Venegas, Café Tacuba, Natalia Lafourcade, and a new generation of young superstars like Omar Apollo, Danny Lux, Cuco, and Iván Cornejo, who have all stopped by our weekly radio program, Alternalivo with Subsuelo, broadcasting at the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles. But on the radio show, we only have time to air brief snippets of those conversations, so here on the Alternalivo podcast is where you will find the unedited, uncut, extended version of all those interviews. Follow and listen to the Alternalivo podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app. This is Alternalido. I am Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew here on K-Rock, and we have with us in the studio today our special guest right now. How you doing?
Fine, and you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you in LA. I missed you earlier in the year. You were here for Pride. Had that been your first time here in LA?
That was not my first time in LA, but my first time performing. Yeah, it was.
And what was that experience?
It was so much fun. I enjoy it a lot. It's one of the shows I really enjoy the most in the last couple of months, I think.
And you have some famous shows in your history. The Un Verano Sin Ti show in Puerto Rico with Bad Bunny is the first time that a lot of people connected with you. When did you first find out that you were going to do that show?
The same day. It was crazy because I felt so much pressure from my fans saying that I was coming to that concert like 2 days before and 1 day before, and I just wanted to sleep that day. I don't want to hear no more pressure. That so I just slept basically the whole day till one of my producers like knocked my door like a crazy guy, and I knew it was because I was going to the Choli that day.
So let's take a step back. You have your debut album, Capicu, that came out this year, but I want to take 10 steps back. Let's go to you growing up. What was the music that you remember of your childhood?
In my house, only salsa, only merengue, only bolero, Rubén Blades, Juan Luis Guerra, Maelo, Cheo Feliciano. Mm. My dad is like a huge passionate musician and he's a cocolo full. So that in my house. Also, I grew up in going to church. My family is a very religious family. So it was a lot of gospel music. Yeah. It was a lot of that. Mm. And then in my school and in my barrio and with my friends, it was all about growing up perreando and with reggaeton and urban music.
And you say that your father was a passionate musician. That's a little of an understatement. You have one of the most celebrated legacies. Tell us about your dad's music.
I say passion because he always had this, like we say, normal work to sustain our family. Mm. But he always, obviamente, pursued like music passionately. And yeah, he was, ¿cómo tú dices, corista? Like a
chorus, yeah.
Like a chorus for many, many orchestras and many bands, but mostly he was for a couple of time with Pete El Conde Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
And he also played like the congas, the güiro, the maracas, everything that's percusión menor,
mm-hmm.
all of that. Mm-hmm. And he's one of my favorite singers also because he sings very well. I love it.
And did you get to go to concerts and see him perform when you were young?
Yeah, my father used to take us not frequently to the shows because it was like an adult ambiente. Mm-hmm. The whole time my mom wasn't too friendly with that, but mostly to the rehearsals.
Mm.
He take us a lot to the rehearsals, and he always was like, look at all the instruments because you're going to play an instrument someday, mm. and you need to como que ir viendo mm. which one you like and which one you want to play because requiere mucho tiempo, mucho sacrificio. So,
were there women in those bands, or did you see women on stage when you were young?
Nope.
Mm.
En Velano.
Mm.
It was crazy, but no. And almost in any gender or music environment around me,
mm.
I didn't see like women.
There are certainly a list of a couple of women artists that get brought up constantly, and I would say the two most common ones are Celia and Ivy Queen.
Yeah.
Do you have a memory of Ivy Queen?
I can't say I heard lots of music of Ivy Queen, but obviously, mm-hmm. obviously he was like this superhero for a woman mm. in the music industry and in the urban side, because she was like almost the only woman in Puerto Rico. Not the only one, because there was another woman, like, I don't know if you know, La Sixta.
Mm-hmm. And Insuperable también?
And Glory, but mm-hmm. La Sixta, I don't want to talk shit aquí about anyone, but yo creo que La Sixta career was, or she was like, taken apart, like, yeah, I don't know.
Why?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Was it like kind of internal politics, or was she too kind of progressive, or was it?
I think it has to do with her appearances. She was a black woman from Loíza, and she was rapping, and it was not usual.
Yeah. We had Daimea Rosena on the show recently, and she said that there is not one black star in Latin music. And I was like, no, that can't be true. And I then thought about it. And she was like, in English music, you have got lots of, black superstars, but we do not have one. We're moving backwards. We used to have them. And then now at this point, it is, Shakira and Juanes and Rosalia and Bad Bunny. And she was like, there's not one, which is
crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy. So you are, an artist that works in a lot of different genres, but if you had to be put somewhere, like, alternative reggaeton is probably in the direction. But what grabbed the attention of a lot of people the first time was a cover that you put up of Victor Manuel. Do you remember recording that, uploading that? Like, what was your motivation for that?
Of course, I remember. I wanted, at the beginning of my career, I wanted to make reggae. And I liked this Victor Manuel song, He Tratado. And my producer also loved that song. And he was like, I think your voice is going to sound so cool in this song, as I sing in this song. And it was like, okay, let's do it. And he made this arrangement that for me was beautiful, and I loved it, and I just wanted to do it. And at that time, I was discovering my voice. I hear myself on that song now, and I say, like, okay, that's not the same girl that's recording songs now. But I enjoyed it, so.
And so your debut album, Capicu, I want to get into individual songs, but what is the kind of overarching message that you wanted to say with this record?
That I want, and I did make an album that is fully, that is like limitless at the time I'm creating. If you heard it, it's very different. Every song is very different from each other. So it was like different moments on my life and on my creative process that I just did what lo que me dio la gana. And I just was very comfortable experimenting and discovering how I can desenvolverme in different genders and with different colors and sounds and rhythms.
And the colors and the visual part is part of it. There's a visual series. What's the word that describes the visual series?
The visualizer. Because that's how we said. It's like I just said, like, right now, criollizado, like we said it in Puerto Rico. So visualizers is literally how we said visualizers or visualizers in Puerto Rico. So I just wanted to put a name. And the album sonoramente doesn't have like a narrative because, as I said, every song is very different from each other. But we wanted to create a narrative visually that, like, and create this universe about the album visually. And that's what's about the visualizers, that universe and that different stories that can live apart, but at the end of the day, they can connect also.
Did you experiment in other types of art? Are you a painter or any other visual elements ever interest you?
When I was a little girl, I used to paint every day with my mom. And that was like my favorite art. But I study, my college degree is on theater and on cine.
Film.
Film. So, yeah.
And, you know, another important visual part of many people's lives are their tattoos. And to some people, they are, you know, profound and meaningful. And to other people, it's just like, I wanted to do something pretty one day. Where are you on that?
I just tattooed a 5 here 2 days ago because I wanted to. Because that's my favorite fucking number. And I've seen fucking 5. Perdón.
No, you can curse. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, we're all grown.
I see the number 5 so many times the last couple of weeks, and I just wanted to tattoo, you know, a 5. But this is a cobito, and it's very meaningful for me because my father used to take us to the beach every weekend, and we used to, like, coger cobitos, you know, cobitos like the... You know what cobitos are? Like little crabs with a...
Oh, yeah, like little prawns.
So I like cobitos and I get a cobito. This is the plague of my grandmother's house, which is the house I grew up on, Santurce. I think I've made tattoos that, it has a meaning for me and ones that I like, and that's it.
I gave my mom for her 60th birthday a tattoo, paid for a tattoo, and it was her first one she ever got in her life, and she now has like 7 that she got in the last like 2 years. It's one of those things that
she got
characters of all of her favorite artists. So like there's Os Gemelos, the graffiti artist from Brazil. She got one of their characters. There is another artist who have like kind of all iconic characters, and she's doing like her favorite ones from there. you know, your record, like you said, spans a lot of genres, but there's certainly a connection with the neo-perreo, alternative dembow, you've had some collaborations with Guni and Viano. Talk to me about the two of them and other women in this scene with you.
I love Laguni and Viana since I heard them. Mm. Sorry. So it was a very different process. With Viana was at the beginning of my career from my first EP. It was estuvo cabrón. I don't know how to say it. It was a very como linkeamos un montón, al mismo tiempo diferimos in lots of things, but we do sincronizamos, like, and she wanted to do it and I wanted to do it, so we just let it make it happen. And with Laguni, I estaba antojada to make something with her some time ago, and we coincidimos in Miami, and we just sit down, and the song wasn't finished. With Una Mujer en with Villana, I like the idea was mostly finished, and with Laguni fue like different. I let her do whatever she wanted to do on that mic, and then I just take whatever we liked. And basically, I don't sing a lot in that song. I let her like do her thing, and I como rellené later. Yeah.
And I'm going to be a little name droppy right here, but when we had Julieta Venegas on the show, she talked about how lovely and kind and empathetic Tiny was, and that working with Tiny was one of the most creatively supportive producers that she'd work with. You have Roadhead on this record, though, with Tiny. What was your insight into him?
I grew up listening to Tiny, and he was one of my favorite producers in Puerto Rico. And when I met him, I grew up liking his music. But when I met him, I realized why he's so successful and why...
What's the secret?
He is a beautiful human being. Really. I think that's it. And it was in a process where we no estamos juntos, but it was a very como retroalimentado el proceso. And it was beautiful, and he always listened to me and to my ideas. And I just was glad he fucked with my music. It was like the first time I speak to him, it was him who write to me and let me know how much he liked Limbo, one of my songs. And from there on, it was like a beautiful and respectful relationship where we both listen to each other and make a couple of songs, and you only have heard Roadhead.
So there's more.
We made, more songs. In the process, we were looking, he was looking for songs for projects of him, and I said, like, when I was finishing my album, I said, like, Tiny, dame esa canción. I want that song for my, yeah, claro que sí, you can have it, and yeah.
When you speak about producers, I found that it's usually not, they're an amazing musician. It's usually they are really great people. It is about that kind of energy. And that usually comes from growth and learning from mistakes. How do you feel like you have improved as a person over the process of making this record?
I don't know if I can say this in English. It's been a very hard but beautiful but transforming process for me, not mostly like as a human being. I've grown as an artist full, but dealing up with me, because music for me is about to connecting with me and then with other people, dealing with me, with my crew, with my friends, with my family, with all the people that create with me, and with art, porque somos bien vulnerables. I don't know why, artist, but we are. It's been a very un proceso bien enriquecedor como ser humano, como artista también, pero.
How would do you think your mom would talk about the album to her friends? How would she describe it?
She is very proud. My mom, when she don't like a song because I'm being vulgar or cafre or whatever, she don't talk about that. She talk about the songs she likes. It's como que, do you hear this song? Mm-hmm. I love it. Si mi hija es tan bella. Pero when I hablo malo, she's like, why you do that? You're so beautiful, your mom. No tiene que ver. ¿Qué tiene que ver? Oh my God, no. But in general, she's very proud. I know that.
So in your Beachualizers. on Eva, you go somewhere called El Cañonazo, which my name that my mom gave me is Canyon, and my DJ name is El Cañonazo, which I got because in Cuba, back in the day, like 1900s, they would shoot off the El Cañonazo at 9 o'clock. And that was the warning for everybody to either get out of the city or in the city because we're closing the gates. Mm-hmm. And they still shoot it off at 9 o'clock every night now. And in Cuba, it means like, it's time to party. Like if the El Cañonazo goes off, it's like, all right, the day is over. Let's go get a bottle of rum. People even say like, you know, when does the party start? Like El Cañonazo. What does it mean in Puerto Rico and in that song?
El cañonazo is a chinchorro. You know what a chinchorro is?
No.
It's like a little store when you can buy either rum and drugs, but also habichuela y arroz y lots of things, papel de baño. It's a bodega. It's like de todo un poco. Ahí hay de todo un poco. And it's a chinchorro in the barrio I grew up. So we shoot a lots of things of the visualizers and of my that universe of Capicú there because there are friends and it's my barrio and they know us since I was a little girl and
And you know, a lot of the genres moving around still are kind of based in like a dembow rhythm, but sometimes not. Talk about Desenfoca. It kind of stands out on the record.
Desenfoca, I don't know what is Desenfoca in terms of genre or it's a very experimental track and it's a very emotional track for me because I made it with Wisa Rivera, which was my pareja.
Yeah, partner.
Mm-hmm. My partner for 8 years. And he's also the producer of most of my songs and most of the album. Mm. And we made this song. I was sick in the studio and I wasn't ready to do a song that day. I was thinking about, I don't know, being on the beach. And I just started listening to Wiso, which he does not compose a lot. But when he do, he killed. Hmm. So I started listening to him, making these melodies and recording things. And that como que me quitó toda la enfermedad. And I get up from the bed and we made that song and that's one of my favorite songs.
So we're kind of at the end. You're wearing a shirt right now that says inner child. How would you describe your inner child?
I am a child. I always say I sometimes do things that later I think about those things and I say to myself, like, cabrona, you're 30 years old. Why you did that? Como que, ¿por qué tú hiciste eso? But I don't know. I think I'm very childish.
I would say it's one of the most common threads between all the artists that I have interviewed is they have access to their inner child. And that once you kind of lose that connection, it's hard to make art because art is kind of silly. You know, you're inventing imaginative friends and pretend time.
And you don't have to overthink it, though. It's like a beautiful manifestation of our minds, really.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really like the album. Looking forward to seeing you perform. I did get to see you at Pride. You performed at the Louvre, is that right?
Yes.
So your dream world, your next huge show, is it Japan? Is it in Egypt? What's the dream performance?
I would love to conquistar Latin America first.
All right.
And I'm crazy about here, and I'm crazy about Europe, and I'm crazy about any rincón of the world that can connect with my music. But I'm very excited about playing and travel my music to Latin America.
Nice. Well, Rainow, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
This has been our Artist Spotlight interview with Rainow. Check out her new album, Capicu. I am Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, and we'll be back. Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalido podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How would do you think your mom would talk about the album to her friends? How would she describe it?
She's very proud. My mom, when she don't like a song because I'm being vulgar or cafre or whatever, she don't talk about that. She talk about the songs she likes. Yeah, it's como que, do you hear this song? Mm-hmm. I love it. Si mi hija es tan bella. Mm-hmm. Pero when I hablo malo, she's like, why you do that? You're so beautiful, your mom. No tiene que ver. ¿Qué tiene que ver? Oh my God, no. But in general, she's very proud. I know that.
So in your Beachualizers. on Eva, you go somewhere called El Cañonazo, mm-hmm. Which my name that my mom gave me is Canyon, and my DJ name is El Cañonazo, which I got because in Cuba, back in the day, like 1900s, they would shoot off the El Cañonazo at 9 o'clock, and that was the warning for everybody to either get out of the city or in the city because we're closing the gates. Mm-hmm. And they still shoot it off at 9 o'clock every night now, and in Cuba, it means like, it's time to party. Like, if the El Cañonazo goes off, it's like, all right, the day is over. Let's go get a bottle of rum. People even say, like, you know, when does the party start? Like, El Cañonazo. What does it mean in Puerto Rico and in that song?
El Cañonazo is a chinchorro. You know what a chinchorro is?
No.
It's like a little store when you can buy either rum and drugs, but also habichuela y arroz y lots of things, papel de baño. It's a bodega. It's like de todo un poco. Hay de todo un poco. And it's a chinchorro in the barrio I grew up. So we shoot a lots of things of the visualizers and of my that universe of Capicú there, because there are friends and it's my barrio and they know us since I was a little girl. And
and you know, a lot of the genres moving around still are kind of based in like a dembow rhythm, but sometimes not. Talk about Desenfoca. It kind of stands out on the record.
Desenfoca, I don't know what is Desenfoca in terms of genre, or it's a very experimental track, and it's a very emotional track for me because I made it with Wisa Rivera, mm-hmm. which was my pareja.
Yeah, partner.
Mm-hmm. My partner for 8 years, and he's also the producer of most of my songs and most of the album. Mm. And we made this song. I was sick in the studio, and I wasn't ready to do a song that day. I was thinking about, I don't know, being on the beach, and I just started listening to Wiso, which he does not compose a lot, but when he do, he killed. Hmm. So I started listening to him making these melodies and recording things, and that como que me quitó toda la enfermedad. And I get up from the bed, and we made that song, and that's one of my favorite songs.
So we're kind of to the end. You're wearing a shirt right now that says Inner Child. How would you describe your inner child?
I am a child. I always say I sometimes do things that later I think about those things and I say to myself, like, cabrona, you're 30 years old. Why you did that? Como que, ¿por qué te hiciste eso? But I don't know. I think I'm very childish.
I would say it's one of the most common threads between all the artists that I have interviewed is they have access to their inner child, and that once you kind of lose that connection, it's hard to make art because art is kind of silly. You know, you're inventing imaginative friends and pretend time.
And you don't have to overthink it,
though.
It's like a beautiful manifestation of our minds, really.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really like the album. Looking forward to seeing you perform. I did get to see you at Pride. You performed at the Louvre, is that right?
Yes.
So your dream world, your next huge show, is it Japan? Is it in Egypt? What's the dream performance?
I would love to conquistar Latin America first.
All right.
And I'm crazy about here, and I'm crazy about Europe, and I'm crazy about any rincón of the world that can connect with my music. But I'm very excited about playing and travel my music to Latin America.
Nice. Well, right now, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This has been our Artist Spotlight interview with Right Now. Check out her new album, Capicu. I am Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, and we'll be back. Thank you for listening. This has been the Alternalido podcast. My name is Canyon Cody from the Subsuelo crew, inviting you to join us over on the radio show where we play new music every Sunday, 11 p.m., broadcasting out the world famous K-Rock 106.7 FM in Los Angeles or streaming on the free Odyssey app. You might find your new favorite song on the radio show, but then come back here onto the podcast and maybe find your new favorite band. Follow and listen to the Alternalego podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.